from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Mario Cristobal had a good weekend.
By the way, I got a text from the great Dave Bartu.
Yeah.
And you know, Dave.
Big Dave.
Yeah, Dave's pretty soft on the transfer portal. He thinks that the transfer portal is sometimes a bit of a fool's gold.
Oh,
and he did bring up an interesting point about last year, too. He said FSU last year was definitely a portal program. He said Michigan State 1 year with Mel Tucker, same thing. The Kenneth Walker, they brought in all those portal kids. He said, beware the portal dependence. And yes, the portal is something that, you know, every team is using to fill gaps with the exception of Clemson. And they're getting buried for that. But yeah, it is something to keep an eye on, that be wary of teams that go so hard and get, you know, 8 new starters every year in the portal. That can come back to bite you, because, you know, look at Michigan State, and he brought up Florida State, because right now Florida State does not look like a really talented team.
Now how smart does Dabo look?
Yeah, you might want to find one a la a quarterback.
Is Oregon portal dependent? I mean, not to start a whole thing here, but
no, they're not portal dependent, because when you look at the way they're recruiting, you know,
they're doing it in high school, too.
That's the thing. And Dave's whole point is that if you're going to be good in college, you have to recruit. The Deion Sanders thing doesn't work. It's not going to work. You cannot rely on the portal year in and year out. I think what almost every team, with the exception of Dabo, is doing, that's an elite team, you still have to be an elite recruiter. You still got to be a top 10, top 15 recruiter. And then you use the portal to fill in spots, mainly quarterback. And I think that's when you look at what Oregon did. And then I think with Lanning, the last couple of years, I think you saw the portal, because when he got here, the talent wasn't where he wanted it. But I think as you see this program go ahead, what they're doing in the high school recruiting, that's what's going to build the depth of your team. And then you use the recruiting rankings to fill in. But like, if you're relying on the portal like this year to bring in an entirely new secondary year in and year out, or an entirely new defensive line, that's, I think, what Dave is saying, is be very, very wary of that.
So Miami took care of Florida. In the swamp.
Easy. 92,000 people were shut up real, real fast.
Did you see what Cam Ward said about the fans?
Yeah, that it wasn't that loud.
Yeah, he said, advice to the fans, if you're going to be loud, you have to be loud when we're huddling.
Yeah.
You can't just be loud once we break the huddle. By that time, it's no point. We hear the play and we've communicated already. I played at USC. USC wasn't packed, but it was louder than this. I played at Oregon and it was louder than this. Washington was one of the loudest environments I've ever played in.
See, this is where, look, Cam, I get it, man. You're flexing and all that. The swamp has traditionally been one of the tougher places to play. I'm sorry, USC was not louder than Florida. Stop it. Like,
that's what he said. He's played in both.
No,
you think he's a liar? Are you calling him a liar?
Yes, I think he's.
I think he's just making it up.
I think he's just trolling. Cam likes to hear some Cam, and he had a great run here, and he beat up on a Florida team that is not very good, and Billy Napier's ass is as good as gone. He's already attacking fans on social media as well. But can we, it's like saying, like, you go to Tennessee. I heard like Oregon fan do that too. Like when they went and beat Michigan wasn't that loud. Okay. Sure. Like the big house isn't loud.
Well, they bludgeoned them. Of course it was.
Exactly. Like you beat the hell out of Florida, out of Florida in their own building. I'm sure in the second half, it was pretty quiet, but let's not act like the swamp has been a place that people go in. It's like, oh, that's not a hard place to go win. It's easy.
Well,
some of that stuff is just, you know, that's you just bragging, and you beat him down. And when you beat him down, you get to say stuff like that.
Ward is the new Heisman betting favorite.
Yeah.
He's taking over Dylan Gabriel for that. Yeah. Of course, that will change week to week. But
it's funny. Dylan Gabriel, you know, throws for almost 400 yards, a couple tutties, and 83%. And people are like,
good time to bet him.
Well, I mean, you know how the narrative is. It's like check down Sandy, right? It's the same thing that hit Bo Nix.
It certainly was check down Sandy against
and
Idaho.
It was against it Idaho. Was. Like that, they have a point for that one.
That
but,
one, yes.
But if that keeps going, I don't can't imagine that will keep going
yeah.
that way. But yeah, so Cam Ward, you know, it's kind of cool to watch. I hate to say this. I'm not a huge fan of Mario Cristobal at all, mm-hmm. but I kind of like the U. And I really like Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. I think he is, I don't know, he doesn't get talked about as much as some of the bigger, you know, the Quinn Ewers and mm-hmm. the Jalen Milroes and the Carson Becks and Dylan Gabriels. But, dude, he's just as good as any of them.
Well, and he's got
and they have Damian Martinez at running back.
Yep.
Which I think is pretty, like, find me a better quarterback running back duo. Maybe I've got my Pac-12.
It's the Pac-12.
I'm sorry, that would be a Pac-2. Yeah. Duo, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Maybe I've just got my Pac-2 glasses on, but that is as good as it gets with those two guys.
Yeah, Cam, to me, has to prove that he can do it consistently. I think Cam has certainly had moments where he looks like a world beater, and then other times I think he's had games where inexcusable mistakes. But also, you know, he's doing it at Washington State where the talent around him is nowhere near the talent around him at Miami. I mean, when you look at Miami, and Miami certainly has a talented team. You can say one thing about Mario Cristobal, the guy can recruit. And you look at the rest of their schedule, from a talent standpoint, they're going to overwhelm a lot of people. I mean, if you look at Miami, they got Florida A&M, Ball State, South Florida, Virginia Tech, who just lost to Vandy, Cal, Louisville, Florida State, Duke, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, Syracuse.
Mm.
Dude, there is not a Ooh. More favorite. I'll tell you right now.
They're going to be up there.
They will be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Just put them in right now. There is.
Of course, he'll have to learn how to kneel on the ball.
Yes.
When winning a game.
With as talented as Miami is, and the swagger being back, and they got depth, they've done a nice job of recruiting there and supplementing with the portal. There isn't a better path right now to the college football playoff than what Miami has.
So there's your ACC champion,
probably
most likely.
And I mean, Clemson could still be there, but man, they don't play, so they would play in the ACC title game. But here's the funky thing. If Miami goes undefeated and still gets clipped by Clemson in the ACC title game, they're still in. They would be 12-1. They're in. So I just think
So there is a chance that, because we were just talking about this, that the ACC, there's already this narrative that the ACC will now know they will not have an at-large team.
Yeah.
Miami might be their only hope for an at-large team.
Yes.
All right.
At least
if don't win the league but still have a great year.
It's just such, Notre Dame has a really good path laid ahead of them. Miami has a really good path laid ahead of them. And
are we considering Notre Dame ACC?
No.
Yeah.
No, they're independent.
They're on their own.
They're on their own.
But I mean, they do play an ACC.
They play an ACC light schedule.
Have you seen, dude, they only play three true road games. Did you see that?
Yes.
On that Texas A&M game, they were showing Notre Dame's schedule. Mm-hmm. They play three road games all year. Just won at Texas A&M. They only have two more true road games left.
This is where I said, week one reactions, I don't overreact, but I think you can look ahead and, you know, you start looking at pass and Notre Dame. So they just beat A&M. Looked very physical doing it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yell.
Come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
They got Northern Illinois at Purdue, Miami, Ohio, Louisville, Stanford, Georgia Tech, Navy, Florida State, Virginia, Army, SC.
What are their true road games? They got Tech,
at Purdue,
A&M, Purdue, and then there's one other one.
USC.
Yeah, that's the only other one.
Yep.
Everything else, I mean, that's unbelievable.
So again, they are going to be significant favors over everyone until maybe they get to SC, and who knows what SC is by the end of the year. But Notre Dame and Miami have a rose covered path to the College World Playoff at this point.
Marcus Freeman, I hate to say it, but I think he went up a size in that coaching gear. The offseason wasn't that kind to Marcus Freeman. But they looked pretty good.
A little poorly.
Did you see Connor Wegman?
He looked terrible.
Did you see him throw up? Did you see that close-up that...
No, I didn't see the close-up. I saw that he threw up, yeah. But I did not see the close-up.
Dude, it was weird. I don't know why they put this on there, but, I mean, I guess I do know why, but you would think maybe they wouldn't show it. It would just be something that circulates on social media, but right on the broadcast, they did a close-up of him walking to the sideline, just barfing all over his face mask.
Well, you know, he kind of barfed on the field because he went 12 of 30 for 100 yards and two picks.
Yeah, he's not any good, is he?
Well, he was a five-star kid.
But he hasn't done anything.
No, it's not pretty. It's not
and
pretty.
Notre Dame was supposed to have a terrible offensive line. They looked pretty good.
Yeah, and Riley Leonard, although, dude, they got to change the way that cat plays because he's just running around like you can't keep getting hit like that. I mean, he was better with his legs than he was with his arm, and he was only 18 of 30 for $158. But, again, the schedule lines up so well for Notre Dame, and I don't know, give Notre Dame credit. That was a physical football team, a true test on the road against a talented team in A&M, and Notre Dame was clearly the better team, so I give them credit. It's better than teams that, no offense to anyone that played Idaho and Idaho State and, you know, the Sister Mary of the Poor in week one. I think it takes some balls to go on the road and play Texas A&M to start the year.
Texas A&M is now 1-9 when featured on College Game Day.
They should stop being featured on College Game Day.
Not good.
Well, and A&M in general, and I know it's a new, you know, they got Elko now from Duke, who was Riley Leonard's coach.
By the way, he has a great resting bitch face. Like, he was so pissed.
Yeah.
You could just see it on his eyes, how mad he was.
What was I going to say about A&M? They are, they're kind of the SEC's version of Arizona State, where everyone keeps saying they should be good and they get credit for being good, but they're never really good. Like, no. They're just not.
Jimbo couldn't even win there.
No. But, you know, they got a coach now that they think pretty highly of. But I'll tell you what, it's harder playing in the SEC, and it's even harder when you start off the year and don't look very good against Notre Dame.
Text on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. Big win for Mario. Can't wait for them to lose to 2-3 Cal. So true.
Something like that will happen.
It's so true.
I'm just kind of amazed that he let Cam Ward throw the ball 35 times. Like,
very un-Mario.
Watching that, normally, just watching his offenses just... I'm like, oh my God.
Well,
first down, predictable throw. And it sounds like he kind of took the...
I think they're saying that much like freaking what's his nuts at USC, Lincoln Riley did with his defense, Cristobal's done the same with his offense.
Good.
And he's kind of parsed that out.
Yeah.
How about him dropping the gator chop across the knee, WWE stuff?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. They have a... and look, they're better for it. When... College football needs villains. Every sport needs villains. And sometimes the villain is fun to root for. You mentioned WWE. Like, sometimes the most popular wrestler is kind of the jackass. And Miami, love them or hate them, they belong being the bully on the block.
They're pretty fun.
It's better when you can either hate watch or hate appreciate Miami. And there was definitely some of that swagger. So for all of Mario's, I'm not the biggest Mario guy, the whole Tuffy Tufferton act, but he certainly brings a swagger to it, and he played on those Miami teams that were that way, and I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of excited if Miami's got a little bit of that this year and starts pushing some people.
Well,
around.
With Cam Ward there, they're much more interesting.
Yes.
And yeah, the U's always been kind of interesting, but you're right, that college football is helped by them being good.
Yes.
So they looked good. Let's get next to Georgia. And what was one of the things? Oh, I've got some audio to play for you. See, I watched game day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of out on game day for a while because, well, it's just kind of boring. Like,
sure. I don't watch it nearly as much as I used to.
Desmond doesn't bring anything to the table.
Lee Corso. And
Kurt's very buttoned up. Corso used to be the fun part of that show, yeah. But now he doesn't even know what day it is. But they've added, they've spiced it up because Pat McAfee, he's bringing some juice to that show. Oh, and yeah. Nick Saban is excellent on there. He really is. Yeah. He's really good. And he's not afraid to say stuff either. So College Game Day is back for me. And I have some audio from week one College Game Day at Texas A&M. So we'll get to all of that coming up next to wrap up our college football week one onesie on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.